Today Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You're listening to 630 Ched Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins.
Up 1-0 on the Flames. 7 minutes left in the first period. Calgary, they're still in it, but they're running out of games here. Pretty big one for them. Stars lead the Penguins 1-0 in the first. After two, Seattle and Nashville 1-1. Late in the third period, Blues up 4-3. On the Red Wings. If that stands, Jake Neighbors will have the winner. Alex Chiasson scoring for Detroit tonight. Maple Leafs now pounding the Panthers. They're pulling away 6-2. Marner has a shorthanded goal. Matthews scored a couple. He has 34. Senators lighten up the Lightning. 4 goals in the third. They lead at 7-2 with 4 minutes left. Final minute, Rangers trying to hang on. Oh, they win. Rangers beat the Hurricanes 2-1. Bruins lead the Habs 4-2, 5.5 to go. Capitals light up Chicago 6-1. And the Flyers beat the Wild 5-4 in a shootout. Career win number 700 for John Tortorella. I've given the NCAA scores today and tomorrow for those of you who have brackets on the go. Kansas State beat Michigan 98-93 in overtime. That's East Region, the number 3 over the number 7. And it's now final in the West. Connecticut, number 4. They get 88-65 over number 8, Arkansas. Two other games coming up in a bit here. Okay, yeah, a lot of talk, obviously. Somebody texted me this morning. How about Mick 60? 60 goals for Connor McDavid. A lot of good storylines for the Oilers here. To discuss that and more, former Oilers defenseman, he's now a development coach with the Oil Kings. It's Ladislav Schmid checking in. Laddie, you're on with Reed. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very much for hopping on the show. It's fun that you're around Edmonton now, and guys like me get to bug you every once in a while. I know we were close to having you on a few weeks ago, but you were like, Reed, I got some coaching or stuff. What was going on here? Who were you coaching, and how did that part of your life go?
I was having my son's hockey team's wrap up scrimmage practice and wrap up parties. I'm busy guy these days between Oil Kings and my son's hockey and also my daughter's figure skating. It's a busy life now.
So okay, was that the game where it was the kids against the adults, or the dads or the coaches or something?
Yeah. It was. My son wasn't very happy with me because I tripped him a little bit and he fell hard. Actually, I. It wasn't pretty, and he tried to fight me, and he didn't talk to me for the rest of the night as well, so it didn't turn out very well.
How old is he?
He's only 8, so it was hilarious.
So you're just out there, you're still playing that rugged
exactly
game,
as I do. Yeah, he snaps exactly as I do, so it's going to be great watching him growing up.
Yeah, also, is he a defenseman or a forward?
Well, I think he's leaning more towards being defenseman. But I told him forwards make more money, so we'll see.
Yeah, well, generally, the more you score, I mean, unless he can do what Eric Carlson is doing. But
yeah,
okay.
Unless you're him, yes.
Okay, well, that's pretty fun. Thanks for sharing that story. I'll start on defense with you with the Oilers. Matthias Ekholm.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking about this with Gazdik last week, and I said, like, I saw him in Nashville, and I saw him in the playoffs, but, like, he's better than I thought he was. Like, what do you see when you watch Ekholm?
I have been a huge fan of his since the end of the NHL. Like, not too many people realize what he brings to the game. You know, it's not just everybody talks about defense. He's all-around really good defenseman. You know, he can produce between 25, 35 points. He can shut people down. And another thing he just proved since joining Edmonton, he makes the players around him, like Bouchard, much better. You know, I think he helped him big time. That that veteran leader presence, you know, is huge. And you know, he's he went all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, but he didn't win. So he's very hungry and love to see that. I thought it was a great addition. You know, I know a lot of people were hoping for Erik Karlsson, but this guy brings a lot of things as well. And, you know, I think all of us are pretty happy to have him. And the playoff hasn't even started. I think he can bring even another level to his game.
I'm glad you mentioned Bouchard, because I wanted to ask you that. Bouchard's, I think his game has improved. He's playing more. His stats are better.
Yeah.
Is that, like, how does one defenseman impact another one? I mean, if you've been in pairings and partnerships along the way as well, what is it that you think makes a guy click, or maybe an older, what makes an older player help a younger player?
Well, I think just brings the calmness to his game. You know, I'm sure, you know, Bouchard was used to playing with Duncan Keith, Hall of Famer. You know, and I don't think people realize how much the Oilers miss veteran presence like that, you know, in locker room. So when they lost him, you know, Bouchard is only, what, 22? He's still really young, you know, for a defenseman in the NHL. So now you bring this older guy who's, like I said, who went to the finals. He's got a lot of battles under his belt. And all of a sudden, Bouchard doesn't have to lead that deeper, you know. He can rely on this guy. This guy ends plays. He's really good defensively. He makes simple passes. So Bouchard can do whatever he wants out there, you know, be himself. He doesn't have to worry about other stuff. If he screws up, there's Ekholm there to bail him out. So, you know, it's probably a good for his confidence, and, you know, really, really nice to see that.
I got to ask you one more question about Ekholm. And, you know, he was mainly brought in to prevent goals, but he's almost a point a game. Like, what kind of swagger do you have to walk in and take a full slap shot from the bottom of the circle? Like he did that. So
I honestly, my parents are just visiting from Czech, so my dad is like almost 85 years old, and he couldn't believe it when he saw that. He saw it in the highlights. He's like, oh my God, it's like, this is crazy. Slap shot, top shelf, bottom circle. Like, yeah, well, you obviously... Well, when you're hot, you know, like, you don't probably think about it. You just go with the flow and, you know, like, you're in the zone, and obviously he's in the zone, and I hope he's going to be in the zone for a while.
Well, first of all, thanks for doing this while your parents are here from out of the country. I didn't realize that, so thanks.
No problem.
Thanks
for getting this. I'm there eating dinner anyways. My dad is watching some Flames hockey.
Okay. So, you know, Vegas is up 2-0, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Another former team of yours, so I won't make you pick sides, Oilers and Flames.
Oh, everybody knows I'm, you know, I like both, but I'm Oilers, you know. I spend more years here. I have more friends. I live in a city, so I root for Oilers, and I have somebody who's living in Calgary. You know, if my buddy in Calgary, JP, is listening, he's probably crying right now over Flames losing. So, because this could be it, right? Pretty
well,
much.
They're running out of points, right? Like, I always say, and this is just my analysis, I mean, just the way I look at things as an observer, so I'm not saying it's the only way, but I always think once you get into March, if you are 4 or more points behind a team, that it's really hard to catch them.
It is, but you know what? I watch Flames a few of their games, and I like the way they play. You know, like, I think they have a really good team. They just, you know, don't score as many goals, and I, you know, that's probably the issue. But I don't have issues with their hockey. Like, I think they play pretty good hockey.
They just scored here. Mangiapane, I think it might be called kicked in. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, okay.
Video review, eh? You gotta love it.
Oh, the what was this? The game the other day, Edmonton against, who was it? They called
San Jose.
Back like 3 or yeah, I guess, yeah. It was crazy. It was so many goals called back. I was getting lost in it.
Would you, when you played and there was a review, would you try to like peek at the monitor on the bench or look at the scoreboard, or would you just be like, whatever, I can't do anything about it?
I would be probably whatever. I wouldn't want to be too worked up.
The Calgary goal just got waved off. It was way more of a kick than Coleman in the playoffs last year. So, still 2-0 for Vegas. Just a couple more for you. Look, McDavid gets to 60. Mm-hmm. It's a rare number. I know McMatthews just did it last year, but people are asking me if McDavid's going to get 70. What context can you provide for the rate he's been able to score at this year?
I honestly don't know, man. This is nuts. Like, I wonder where his ceiling is. Like, this is scary. Thank God I'm out of the league, so I don't end up on one of his highlights, because he makes guys look silly, especially this year. And it's awesome to see. You know, I think we as Oilers fans are very spoiled to have him. Not just him. You know, you have Leon, you have Nuge, Hyman. You know, like you have so many good players, but he's just brought it to another level. I don't know if somebody pissed him off, but, you know, or like whatever happened in the off season. But he just, you know, he's attacking the net. I feel it more. He's shooting more. You know, and seeing like he's scoring more. So is 70, you know, unrealistic? I don't think so. Like I think he could, you know, if he's gonna stay hot. And but it's, like I said, we are very spoiled to have this guy in our city, and you should really embrace him and really enjoy it.
Toughest one-on-one player you had to defend in your 10 years in the NHL?
Oh, that's hard. Like, you know what? Like, I can say one-on-one. I'm going to say Sedins. They cost me a lot of minuses. So these guys were... It was just a different level. They made you look silly too in a D zone, like when they got it going, and you could have thrown anybody on that line. Not that I'm saying like they were good players, but you could have thrown anybody on that line, and they made him like better player. Like it was, but just like, I don't know, they had this sixth sense, knowing where the other guy is not even looking. Like, I don't know, it was like they were playing with their rear view mirrors. Like it was nuts. Honestly, like those two guys, like they were really hard to play against.
I like how you put that. It's like they were playing with rearview mirrors. I'm going to use that line after a game some night. That is a good one. Hey, before I let you go, you've been with the Oil Kings as a development coach this season. They have two games left. Their final home game is Saturday at 2 p.m. Rogers Place against Calgary. OilKings.ca for tickets. Look, we all knew it was probably going to be a tougher year for the Oil Kings in terms of wins, given the changeover on the roster. But, you know, just maybe can you touch on how you've enjoyed this season? And everything I've heard about from the players and coaches I talked to is that, you know, good attitude, and the players have kept working even though the results aren't always there.
Yeah, you know, like I mentioned, my first year, so I didn't know what to expect. You know, they told me it's going to be a hard year, but, you know, one thing is to say it, but the other one is to live through it. But even though, like, we have been losing a lot, like you said, the attitude that players have is fantastic. You know, they want to improve every day. You know, it's hard. It's really hard, but those guys make it easy to you know, to stay motivated and you know, come with the right attitude to the ring. And you know, like I said, tough season. But I think even though you don't see the results yet, I think we start building something good, something special. And I think we're gonna see it starting next year. I don't know how many more wins we're gonna get. I don't know that, but you start seeing things in the games now that we work on during the practices, and see some guys taking the next step. You know, you have to realize our team is one of the youngest teams, and, you know, our leaders are young guys, 16, 17, you know, and you're asking them to do some things that they probably shouldn't yet, but, you know, it is what it is, and they embrace that. And like I said, I really enjoy it. And first year of, you know, kind of coaching, and I can be happier with some of the guys' development side. And, you know, I like I said, I hope we can build on of this season and get better next year and keep getting better together.
Laddie, it's great to have you on the show. Love your perspective. Thanks for sharing that story about your son going after you in a game. Hopefully that's all a bit smoothed over. But, yeah, I always enjoy having you on the show. Enjoy taking in the Oilers here. And enjoy the visit with your parents, man. That's really cool.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That is Ladislav Speed checking in tonight, former Edmonton Oilers defenseman, now development coach with the Oil Kings. So you heard him marvel at McDavid and Ekholm and Draisaitl. And, yes, in a players versus parents game, he tripped his son, and his son wanted to fight him. His son is 8. So he's got Laddie's competitive nature in him, that's for sure. It's Inside Sports on Jed.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA Auto Insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law.
So Calgary did get a goal that counted. Luch! 58 seconds left in the first, his 6th, so 2-1 Golden Knights leading the Flames after 1. Our hotline is powered by CertainTeed, the pro's choice for roofing, siding, drywall, insulation, and ceiling systems. CertainTeed Pro all the way. We have Sandy and Christian standing by. We'll start with Sandy. Go ahead.
Hi. I would like to make a point, and I was looking at a poll that was put out. Actually, it wasn't a poll, but it was about the best lines of the past 31 years for all 31 NHL teams. And remarkably, there's one name that is not on that, that's not mentioned in all of those 31 teams. Would you like to offer an opinion?
Okay, so they identified the best line, like three players together?
Yes.
And so there's a line that didn't get mentioned, or a player that wasn't included on a line?
A player that's not mentioned on any line.
Okay, well, I didn't see this story, Sandy, so I'll guess, since you're in Edmonton and calling me, and you have called before, thank you, was it McDavid?
Yes. And that's because Connor McDavid does not play on any line, and that's contrary to any three stars on any team in the NHL. And that's always been an issue that's bothered me, because if Connor and Leon were playing together on a line, say with Yamo, and they played together consistently, Connor, I believe, would benefit, because he would know, Connor and Leon already know how each other thinks. And that's because they've played together, you know, years ago now. But going back 2 years, the one player that was consistent with Connor is no longer with the Oilers, initials JP. So if Connor had a line, as all of the other teams do, and many, many of those lines were named, if you look up Gretzky's name, right away it mentions Jari Kurri and Esa Tiikanen.
So, Sandy, I got another call. Can you email me that to insidesports@630ched.com? And you have to remember, Tiikanen didn't come till later in Gretzky's, well, I guess about halfway through Gretzky's tenure. Yeah. I would argue that the Oilers' best line of the last 6 years has been McDavid, Draisaitl, and whoever else is on that line. But as you know, we've often discussed, is the team better if they're split up and they have more depth, though they still do play together. I will say this, the line of McDavid, Draisaitl, and Maroon might have been the best line in the league in 16-17. But email me that story, Sandy, to insidesports@630ched.com. I would have loved to keep talking about that, but I got one more on hold here. We got Christian on the show. Christian, we're into the final 90 seconds, so you got to run your 2-minute offense.
Okay. My question was just going to be reference to the Edmonton goaltendings. Is are our goaltenders, is Jack, mainly Jack Campbell, is he playing poorly?
Yes.
Or is it the other teams are just really good at scoring?
He's having a subpar season.
And then my other question is going to be, how does he stack up to the rest of the goalies in the league, I guess?
Unfortunately, and I mean, look, the guy's a human being, so I don't want to sound like I'm crapping on him. But the short answer is, if you look at any site that does any sort of stats, whether it's just the traditional ones on NHL.com or some of the more analytical ones that look at expected saves, goals saved above expected, Jack Campbell's in the bottom 10% in the league, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
He's having a tough year.
Yeah, it's too bad. Well, yeah. I wish he'd have a better
year. I hope he bounces back. Thank you, Christian.
Hopefully. Thank you.
Okay, 780-496-0063. Appreciate those calls for sure. Interesting stuff there from Sandy. Hopefully she fires me that story. Just quickly here, Bruins did beat the Canadiens 4-2. The Senators take it to the Lightning 7-2. I'll just hit on some of the games here. Maple Leafs beat the Panthers 6-2. And like I said, Golden Knights up 2-1 on the Flames after 1. Bob Stauffer, Oilers Now from noon to 2 tomorrow. I will have Inside Sports from 6 to 8. Next Oilers broadcast is Saturday night, 6:30 faceoff show, game at 8 against Vegas. Thanks to Dave Campbell, the producer for the show, Derek Scott, the studio producer tonight. My name's Reed. Thanks for listening.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.